with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting this is an intense flu season.
One measure shows this is the most intense flu season in 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the percentage of doctor's office visits driven by flu-like symptoms last week was higher than the peak of any flu season since the winter of 2009-10. The CDC estimates there have been at least 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. 43 states reported high or very high flu activity last week. In some states, the flu has forced some schools to close. It was most intense in the South, Southwest, and Western states. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Pentagon will deploy roughly 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the southern border to support President Trump's expanding crackdown on immigration. That would eventually bring the total to about 3,600 active duty troops at the border. Two people in eastern Tennessee were killed last night when severe storms swept through.
Morgan County's Emergency Management Agency said a mother and daughter died when the storm passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright area on Thursday night.
Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers responded immediately to assist.
Tennessee Highway Patrol Captain Stacy Heatherly.
Morgan County sustained some structure damage from high winds and possibly a tornado.
On its website, the Morgan County School District closed Friday because of significant damage from tornadoes in parts of their county. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration has ordered all federal departments and agencies to provide lists of employees who are underperforming. The memo was sent Thursday as the administration seeks to shrink the workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 444 points, the Nasdaq dropped 268. This is SRN News. The anti-Semitism probe of America's colleges expands.
The Department of Health and Human Services will look into anti-Jewish protests at several of the nation's medical schools, including Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Brown. HHS says it will seek to determine if officials there, quote, acted with deliberate indifference regarding events that may have impacted Jewish students' rights to access educational opportunities and benefits. Other federal departments are conducting similar probes of other universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, feminists, and female athletes are cheering President Trump's decision to issue an executive order designed to prevent males from participating in female sports. The order gives federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view. Mr. Trump has already ordered the government to define sex as only male or female. SRN News. California's governor is looking to speed up a rule to make homes more fire-resistant.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
A violin made in 1714 by the legendary luthier Antonio Stradivari has sold for $11.3 million at an auction in New York, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. The violin sold Friday. The violin's regarded as one of Stradivarius's best works. More details at srnnews.com.